This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to begin today with our six letters. No strangers to regular listeners of this program, I do believe. GDP and PCE, gross domestic product, the sum and total of everything this economy produces. The final update of which, for the end of last year, we got today. That's the fourth quarter. 3.4% annualized, of course, up a couple of tenths of 1% from earlier guesses. And then PCE, personal consumption expenditures, which we're going to get tomorrow and with which we lead today, because it is the inflation gauge the Fed watches most closely. It is, in fact, right in that sweet spot of that good data that Chair Jay Powell and the gang at the Fed say they need to see more of before they'll start easing off on interest rates. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab starts us off right there.
Good data. The phrase is murky, even a bit mysterious. Stephanie Kelton is an economist at Stony Brook University.
It's intentionally vague, I think, to preserve optionality, to never entirely open the door or close the door on any potential move.
Kelton says the Fed's been extra careful with its words because monetary policy isn't working the way it usually does. Despite high interest rates, the labor market is still chugging along, and recent inflation numbers have been mixed.
The committee wants to feel confident. They want to see evidence that is convincing enough to say, all right, the job is essentially done.
Essentially done. That's a big statement that requires a steadily falling core PCE. But there are other clues the Fed is likely homing in on in the meantime. Andrew Levin, an economist at Dartmouth, says one is a labor-heavy category, services inflation.
Things like haircuts, car repairs, you know, hotels, restaurants. That's the core of the economy where inflation's still running hot.
Another is housing, which eats up a big portion of people's paychecks. Former Minneapolis Fed President Narayana Kochlakota says basically the Fed needs to feel the way it felt at the end of 2023, when for a solid half year, inflation was falling.
It doesn't have to be get down to two by any means. And in fact, I think the Fed would like to start cutting rates before we got to two.
That means 2-point-something is the goal. The Fed, of course, is not going to tell us what that something is. Coach Lakota says we've still got a bit to go.
The earliest I think we would see a cut in rates would be June.
And more likely, during the second half of the year. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.